Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Last Sunday's Broadway flea market and grand auction was another record breaker. It was just announced that it raised a grand total of $1,633,803 for the nonprofit Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. Among the notable statistics from the day, the market's tables brought together 65 shows and theatrical organizations. There were 156 silent auction lots and 67 live auction lots offering memorabilia and once-in-a-lifetime experiences. 54 Broadway stars signed autographs and posed for photos with fans in front of Junior's restaurant. Many more were spotted at tables and in the crowd throughout the day. The tables this year combined to raise over $851,000. The top-selling table was the Association of Theatrical Press Agents and Managers. Also among the top-selling stations, The Outsiders, Hadestown, Death Becomes Her, Telecharge and the Schubert Organization, Maybe Happy Ending, Just in Time, Curtain Call, which featured mementos from recently closed shows, Wicked and the Broadway Green Alliance, and Operation Mincemeat. The silent auction raised over $212,000. The top-selling lot was a pair of shoes worn on stage and signed by Bette Midler from the 2017 revival of Hello, Dolly. The live auction made over $520,000. The top-selling lot there was the chance to observe a performance of Hamilton from the orchestra pit. Opening night tickets to 13 of this season's most anticipated shows were up for grabs and ended up going for a combined $55,050, and the autograph table and photo booth raised over $26,000. Per Playbill, this year's fundraising will provide life-saving meals and medication, health care, and hope for all in entertainment and the performing arts, as well as those living with HIV and AIDS or facing other critical illnesses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C. 2025 marked the 39th annual Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction. Through the years, the event has raised a total of over $21.8 million. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.